Dreamscape presents Right Girl, Wrong Side by Ginny Baird. Narrated by Carla Serrato. 1. Evita Machado could tell a lot about a person by the kind of flowers they ordered. Roses had their own special code. Yellow roses stood for friendship, pink roses for sweetness. Red roses always said love. She placed 3 pretty red roses in a bud vase, then added 2 sprigs of baby's breath and some greenery. She topped it off by winding a silky red ribbon around the vase and tying it in a lavish bow. "Last order of the day," she said, inserting the plastic card holder into the vase. She stood at the workstation at the rear of the shop facing the street. Some florists kept their workstations in back and out of public view, but not Evita. She was too chatty and outgoing to spend hours alone in a gloomy storeroom. Josie smiled from behind the register by the front window. It was a mild afternoon, breezy and warm, the perfect summer day.
"It's a pickup. I'll wait."
She wore her straight blonde hair in a ponytail and had bright blue eyes. Her forest green shop apron matched Evita's.
"No," Evita said. "You go on home. You've got that wedding of yours to plan."
Josie and David were getting married in September, and the couple couldn't wait. They'd been dating for over a year and were ready to make things official. Evita liked David, who managed an area nursery. He and Josie had connected over plant talk when she'd stopped by to pick up some potting soil. He was a good guy and very well matched with Josie. Evita was pleased to be included in their wedding party as Josie's maid of honor. The flower arranging station was a mess, with clippings and discarded ribbon remnants covering its woodblock surface. She picked up the small dustpan and handheld broom from nearby and began sweeping up the clutter, depositing it in the waste bin. One whole wall of the shop was an encased refrigerator section, teeming with gorgeous ready-to-go floral arrangements. The opposite wall housed bins of netting and other supplies along with spools of various ribbons and a counter with stools and catalogs for customers to browse through when they ordered in person. That happened most often for larger events like weddings. Josie's eyes sparkled.
"Yeah, and you've got your beach week to pack for."
Evita was so ready for this vacation. She hadn't taken more than 24 hours off since opening this shop 3 years ago. Getting her new business launched had been challenging but fun, and now they were finally turning a profit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?